Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Yovanes, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Bas Yisrael, we have a Bas Yisrael, in other words, she's not the daughter of a Kayin. She's the daughter of a Yisrael. She nisses l'Kayin, she got married to a Kayin. As a result, she can now eat Truma. That's the din. Once she becomes the wife of a Kayin, she's allowed to eat Truma. Now, v'hechnisa l'yavadim, she brings in avadim kananim into the marriage. Bein avdei maloig, bein avdei tzoyim barzel. Whether they came in a nichsei maloig arrangement or a nichsei tzoyim barzel arrangement. So we've learned about this earlier. Without getting into all of the fine details, basically speaking, nichsei maloig means that the husband is not responsible for these things. He just eats the pay rice. In the case of avadim, means the work of their hands, as long as they're married. In a nichsei tzoyim barzel arrangement, the husband is responsible if something happens to this. Either way, hari elu yochli betruma. Not only can she eat truma, but her avadim can also eat truma. But it's interesting for different reasons. If the avadim came in with a nichsei maloig arrangement, that means they belong to her, the husband is not responsible for them. The reason they can eat truma is, look, the wife can eat truma because she's considered, in regard to the halacha of truma, as belonging to the kayin. So by extension, we learned that some dipsukim, what belongs to her, can also eat truma. How do we know that a wife can eat truma? The Torah says, v'kayin ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspay hu yoichel boy. Why does the Torah have to say kinyan kaspay? The Torah could say, v'kayin ki yikna nefesh, if the kayin acquires a nefesh, that person can eat truma. Kinyan kaspay is extra, and that teaches us that if he acquires a wife, and the wife has avadim, those avadim can also eat truma. So whatever heter there is for the wife to eat applies to the avadim as well. In the case of nichsei tzayin barzel, where the husband is responsible, if something goes wrong with these avadim, he has to replace them. Here they eat truma because they're mamish called property of the kayin. So again, a bas yisrael marries a kayin, she can eat truma. She brings in avadim. If they come in as nichsei maloig, where the husband is not responsible for them, he just gets the benefit, they can eat, because just like the wife can eat, that heter extends to them also, because they're the kinyan of the wife. The Bas Yisrael that marries a kayin and brings in avadim, and there's a tzoyin barzel relationship, which means the husband's responsible mamish. If something goes wrong, he has to pay for it, so it's like it's his. So these avadim eat not through an extension of the wife's heter, but they eat directly because they're considered property of the kayin. But either way, they eat truma. Vayter says the Mishnah, Bas Kayin, the daughter of a kayin, shenisses liYisrael, that marries a Yisrael. Now here it's the other way. When a Bas Kayin marries a Yisrael, she loses her right to eat truma. Like the Pasuk says, Beferish, Bas Kayin kisiela ishzar, when a Bas Kayin will marry a non-kayin, he bitrumas hakadashim loisechel. She brings in avadim, this Bas Kayin that marries Yisrael, brings in avadim, bein avdei maloig, where again the husband is not responsible for them. Bein avdei tzayim barzel, where the husband is responsible for them, in both cases, hari elu lo yoichli betruma. These avadim cannot eat truma. Nichsei maloig means they belong to her. Well, she can't. Before we said, the Bas Yisrael that marries the Kayin, just like she can eat truma, her kinyanim can. But here she can't. She's a Bas Kayin that married Yisrael. And as far as the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel are concerned, they're considered mamish property of the Baal. Well, again, the Baal is Yisrael. So either way, they won't be able to eat truma.